Cyclone Narelle has touched land in far north Queensland and has been downgraded to a Category 3, but it's causing damage in the area. Narelle is expected to cross Cape York over the weekend, traveling west to touch in the NT and later next week into northern Western Australia. I started asking Adjunct Professor of Environmental Geography at CQ University, Steve Turton, why Cyclone Narelle is dangerous and unusual.
It is dangerous because it got to Category 5, which is the most severe on the cyclone scale. At one point, the wind gusts around the eye were gusting up to 315 kilometres an hour, which is astonishing. But it weakened a little bit before crossing the coast, just roughly between a place called Lockhart River, which is an Aboriginal community on the eastern Cape York, and a little place called Cowan, which is just inland from the east coast of Cape York. So it crossed between the two of those places as a high-end Category 4. That was earlier this morning, and their winds had dropped a bit. They were still roughly gusting to 285 kilometres an hour, and it's now making its way. It's weakened now to a Category 3. It's making its way across Cape York. Now, that part of Cape York is very narrow, so it'll only take it a few hours, and it'll reappear probably around late tonight into tomorrow morning. It'll reappear over the Gulf of Carpentaria, probably over just to the south of Weipa, which is a bauxite mining community. And then as it moves over the Gulf, which is a very warm body of water, it'll re-intensify over the next few days and then make its way across to the Eastern Northern Territory. So it's beginning its tour of Australia, and it's early days yet. It's right into next week, it's going to be impacting on communities all across the north.
Now, my understanding, as you mentioned as well, is that Narelle will cross North Queensland, the Northern Territory, and WA as well. With this previous description, can it bring more damages to those areas too?
Well, I would be, obviously, Eastern Northern Territory. Groote Eylandt is possibly in the firing line in the western Gulf of Carpentaria, just off the coast of the Northern Territory, off Arnhem Land. It's certainly in the firing line, and that, of course, is another mining community. So they're pretty well drilled in dealing with these kinds of events. They'll be planning to shut down and make sure everybody's safe. It'll then weaken as it crosses the Northern Territory, and it's likely to dump more rain in some of the areas that were flooded over the last couple of weeks. So we've got Katherine and the Daly River, which is near Darwin, had record-breaking floods. This cyclone will dump more rain on those very saturated catchments. The only good thing is it's moving pretty fast, so it won't have an opportunity to dump too much rain. However, there is a risk, because everything's so saturated in those catchments, that it will very quickly cause renewed rises in that area.
So Narelle was formed in the Coral Sea. What's different from this cyclone forming the Coral Sea to previous cyclones in the area?
Well, I think I've alluded to the fact that this cyclone was sort of unusual, because the Coral Sea is notorious for having very erratic cyclones. Erratic in the way that they form, the way they move, the direction they move, and how they intensify, and sometimes how they weaken. So it's not a place that's easy for forecasters who are trying to warn the public about tropical cyclones off the Queensland coast. And this particular cyclone, though, goes a little bit against the norm, which is it was highly predictable from the start. And it's pretty well crossed where they said it would about a week ago. So that's how accurate the forecast is. The speed of the cyclone moving forward has been accurate, and the intensity. So that's unusual. And, you know, that doesn't mean they're all going to be like that in the future. This is just an unusual for the Coral Sea.
And lastly, do you believe these type of cyclones will continue to develop stronger and stronger over the time? Do we need to be concerned about this?
I think we need to look at the fact that globally, so tropical cyclones are known as hurricanes and typhoons in other basins around the world, but they're basically the same phenomenon. The only difference is in the northern hemisphere they rotate anti-clockwise, in our hemisphere they rotate clockwise. Otherwise, they're basically the same type of weather system. Around the world, there's evidence that in recent decades that these storms are getting more intense. So we're seeing a greater intent in strengthening of tropical cyclones globally, including the Australian region. What's happening in the Australian region is that we're having a fall in the frequencies. The number of cyclones overall has fallen. We find that everywhere in the world we expect to get more severe tropical cyclones. And in some basins, including the South Pacific, which is the basin that we're referring to, which includes the Coral Sea, we're expecting a fall in frequency. But that shouldn't lead to complacency, because the ones we will get are more likely to be at the severe end, category end of the storms.
That was adjunct professor at CQ University, Steve Turton.